96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. With the end of the summer season just weeks away, the cultural and entertainment season is gearing up. September is a big month for the arts community as they transition into all of its glamour, creativity, and vibrancy. Well, the D.C. government has a huge initiative for art and artists of every stripe and talent. And joining me to talk about this and a partnership with this radio station is Angie Gates. She is the director of the district's Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. If you're interested in joining this conversation with a question or a comment, you're certainly welcome to do so. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Angie, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, and we have lots to talk about.
We do. And I want to get to the arts piece in just a bit, because certainly the creative community is kind of chomping at the bit to find out what DC has in store. But first, I want to talk about this partnership, the shameless plug with WHUR and the DC government. DC's getting into radio.
Absolutely. And it's not shameless at all.
I'm going to promote my station as much as I can. We got to promote it.
I first want to give a shout out to Jim Watkins, the guru of radio, and Dr. Wayne Frederick for joining us for this DC radio launch, which is taking place on September 19th. We're making history here. This is the first time that district government will be launching a radio station, and this gives us an opportunity to be more open, more transparent with our residents. DC has a lot to offer. It also allows us to showcase the wonderful talent here in the District of Columbia. We're going to make sure that we have emergency preparedness information to give out, the resources that are available through the government. In addition to that, musicians need a platform to launch their talent, so we'll be highlighting a lot of local talent, as well as just giving community information as well. But our partnership with WHUR has been key in component, and this is allowing us to make some national headline coverage here.
So it's not just 24 hours of go-go.
Oh, absolutely not, but it will be some go-go. You got to have some go-go. What is D.C. without a little go-go?
Or without a lot of go-go. I was kind of looking forward to that. But, you know, all jokes aside, you talked about dealing with some of the critical pieces of information, because the reality is that news organizations are the kind of the strainer for the important stuff that the district government wants to kind of bring to the fore. I'm assuming that this is an opportunity to let people know about critical information, emergency information, government services and the like. Is that correct?
Exactly. And this is a radio station for the people and by the people here in the District of Columbia. So it allows us to make sure that we have an opportunity to speak to everyone. It also allows us to talk about what's happening here locally, but the digital component allows us to talk about what's happening in D.C. nationally. D.C. is not just a political city. It's a cultural city. It's a creative city. And let's also be mindful that this is also an educational opportunity. We will have internships here at our radio station for D.C. Radio that will allow media literacy opportunity for our youth here in the District of Columbia. So there's a lot of avenues that we will be addressing with the radio station. And it's a lot to talk about that's happening in all 8 wards of the District of Columbia.
So what's it called?
DC Radio.
Simple.
A simple DC Radio. And as I mentioned, we'll be launching September 19th. We'll be launching a website as well, September 19th, dcradio.gov.
So how can it be heard?
You can hear it if you have high definition HD4. That's one component. In addition to that, we will be able to stream on dcradio.gov. You'll be able to hear it. And we will be coming out with an app at the end of the month.
Okay, because a lot of folks, they don't have HD, and certainly that's part of the partnership, I understand, with WHUR, because we have HD2, HD3, HD4. Mm-hmm. But, for those people who like to listen online, that would be a good way also. Is this 24 hours?
24 hours. 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we have a lot of programming prepared. But absolutely, the digital platform allows us not only to hear locally, but wherever you are, Los Angeles, New York, and I tell the creative community here in the District of Columbia, we have a lot of talent that has to reach those markets. And we will highlight the essential components of the talent, the music, the artistry of our community, but also we are making some huge movements in statehood. At the end of the day, we want to be that 51st state. And that's something that we need to talk about not only locally, we need to talk about it regionally. And then also the DC radio will allow us to have that national platform to talk about us becoming the 51st state in statehood.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about DC radio, and we're going to have also a conversation about the arts community. There's a big to-do, for lack of a better way to describe it, coming up this September, of course, sponsored by the DC government. But if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guest is Angie Gates, director of the district's Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. I do want to go back to the music piece and highlighting local artists. What was the genesis of this idea to begin with?
So for the 202 Creates and highlighting it via our radio station, DC has a very diverse and vibrant community. One of the segments will be DC Music Rocks that will be programming on the DC radio side. But what has been key and component is that there's a lot of talent that's made right here in DC. And ultimately, by the way, this will be a non-commercial radio station. So this gives you an opportunity to listen more to music and community events that we'll be highlighting as well. But it's essential. The government has a due diligence to, I have what I call the 4L concept. First L is that we listen to the community and we listen to the creatives. And by listening, one of the things that we learned is that we needed to give the community an additional platform so their voices could be heard. So we started leveraging our various resources, which includes the partnership with WHUR. And then this has allowed us to then launch this opportunity, because at the end of the day, there's always that struggle to hear this song, have your voice heard. And we have a due diligence as the government to offer that as a resource. Now, we offer that also via our television networks, which is DCN, the District of Columbia Network, and DKN, the District Knowledge Network. We also have DCC, which is the City Council legislative hearings that are highlighted. But to have another component that we can add with radio has been key. And this, once again, allows us to not only highlight locally, but this gives us the national side of it as well to be able to distribute.
So if I'm a musician and I have a new single and I'm trying to break into the business, how would I get my music played on DC radio?
Simply call us. I mean, it's not that complicated. You have to call us. We have what I consider an open door policy. So a couple examples. We have a pitch session that's coming up September 15th. But outside of that, we also just have the direct contact. Our office number, for those that are listening, is 202-671-0066. You can also email us at entertainment@dc.gov. And we have not only the radio side to highlight a musician launching their music, but we also have Display, which is a video show that we showcase on DCN. In addition to that, we also have The Sound, which allows artists to come on and perform. And one of our most recent adds to our programming is the 202. So there's several options for you. If you simply ask, you will receive.
Oh, how about that? I'm talking to to Angie Gates. She's the director of the district's Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment about DC Radio. And something that she mentioned that may have slipped by you, something called 202 Creates. We're gonna get into that too as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Give us a call if you are a starving artist, hungry artist, or you're eating all the time. It doesn't matter. If you're in the business of art or just one of those creative people, this is a conversation for you if you are in the District of Columbia. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay. 202 Creates. What is 202 Creates?
So shout out to Mayor Muriel Bowser for creating 202 Creates. This is what we started out saying was an initiative has actually become a movement. This allows us an opportunity to spend 30 days during the month of September to highlight the diverse and vibrant creative community here in the District of Columbia. It allows the creatives to have a seat at the table with us in partnership where we showcase their talent, showcase their product that's often made here in the District of Columbia. And we have a website strictly dedicated to 202 Creates. So that website, by the way, is 202creates.com. But the creative community has a huge economic impact here in the district. There are 120,000 creative jobs here, 1,800 that were just added in the past year. I don't necessarily like to brag, but I have to highlight that DC is number one in the country for creative jobs per capita. And that's something for us to talk about here in the District of Columbia. Also, DC is the number one city for music lovers. This is a key component to showcase all of our creatives. And we spend an entire month showcasing the creatives. We have creative conversation by using hashtag 202 Creates via social media. But this is all about the creatives. It's all about what DC has to offer.
But isn't this also a business plan also to help develop a better business model for the artistic community?
Oh, absolutely. Even with getting business licenses. For example, DCRA has an event coming up, Entree DC, on September 18th. But this is allowing us to be able to build small businesses here in the District of Columbia and solidify and raise the bar for the creative community.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 202 Creates, also DC Radio. If you have a question, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the line, stay with us. Mercedes and Bowie, we're going to talk to you in just a bit. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.